that, of course, then you combine it with a high-protein diet and eliminate sugar and sweets. One of the most important things is to eliminate sugar and sweets, because it isn't really the calories that count, it's the insulin. In other words, if you eat glucose or sucrose, that triggers a release of insulin. To metabolize it, your body will produce insulin, which creates a hungriness and a cravingness. And insulin causes the excess calories to be deposited in the body as fat. So ordinary sweets then have dextrose or sucrose. Now, there's another sugar that people are not as familiar with, and that's fruit sugar, which is called fructose. Now, fructose does not create an insulin response, and therefore it doesn't pack away excess calories as fat. So fruit sugar, you can only get in a health food store. So the mechanics of this are, if you want to use sweetening, you can get fructose and you can get fructose candy and stuff in a health food store. Now, fructose does not create an insulin response, does not put weight on, and doesn't have any withdrawal effect. So I say switch to fructose. You'll see the fructose is much sweeter. Half a teaspoon of fructose is about as sweet as a whole teaspoon of sucrose or glucose. So that's one of the tricks and one of the secrets. And what you want to avoid is triggering hyperinsulinism. So what happens is the sugar causes your insulin to go way up. And once it goes way up, then it drops precipitously. So as your blood sugar shoots down, that re-triggers the hunger feeling again. So you get caught in a vicious cycle of insulin hyperglycemia and then hypoglycemia. The way out of it is to stop all sugar and sweets and just stick to fructose. Corn syrup is different. Dextrose and sucrose are different. You have to go to some place where you can obtain fructose. I got the first fructose in the United States many years ago. We needed it for patients who have hyperglycemia. And hyperglycemia complicates alcoholism and schizophrenia and many other addiction problems. And you couldn't buy it, so I got it imported from Finland. So I got the first barrel, a whole barrel of fructose from Finland. I remember it cost me $550. That was many years ago. I didn't think about it cost you now. And $550 for a whole barrel of fructose from Finland. And then at the clinic, I had a manufacturer put it all in one-pound bags so the patients could buy 1 pound of fructose from the little store we had in the clinic. But it solved many people's problems. A lot of people, when their blood sugar skyrockets down, they go into rages. So you have intractable rages, in fact, even homicides. So a number of people are in prison because they went into an uncontrollable rage and attack somebody. The reason they went into that rage is because their blood sugar had dropped precipitously. So for emotional stability, you have to avoid having your blood sugar fluctuating from too high to too low. Because when it drops, it triggers an adrenaline response.